Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. You Date Me, a podcast from me, Nicole Byer. I was trying to figure out why I was still single, but I did so many episodes, never figured it out. So I'm gonna be nice to myself and just be like, hey, she's single, whatever, and interview people I like. Okay, my guest today is a hilarious comedian who's written for The Onion and Gay of Thrones. He now co-hosts Two Old Queens, a podcast searching for the gayest movie ever made. And I believe I did an episode on cats, and I loved cats. Also, I just went to Tam O'Shanter's with Mark Rennie, and he's the best. I'm so happy he's here today. It's Mark Rennie!
Hello! Wow, what such heraldry. I feel like royalty.
You kind of thing. Are royalty.
Thank you.
Mark, how are you?
You know, it's Friday right now. Is that okay to say? Are we breaking
it's okay to podcast say. Time?
I'm doing okay, you know?
I love that for you.
Thank
Mark,
you.
Mark, I was telling you before the podcast, I just got back from Dublin, and there were no redheads. I didn't meet a single fucking redhead, even though I looked it up, and 10% of the Irish population is what? A redhead. And the only person who hit on me was an 80-year-old man with his teeth rotting out of his head.
But did he have nice eyes?
He had okay eyes. They were like, he drank a lot, and it showed in his eyes.
Also,
he was like, oh, I don't really know these people here. They're here for a funeral. They're here for like an after funeral gathering. And I've just joined them. And I wear a suit because you never know who you're going to meet. And I was like, am I literally meeting the basis for wedding crashers? And he's just funeral crashers. And then he was convinced that my job was firing people. And I didn't tell him otherwise. But he was like, you're a powerful woman. And I was like, thank you. And then at one point, he asked me if I liked doing drugs, and I said I love doing mushrooms. And then he looked me dead in the eyes and said, I thought you were straight. And
what?
Then he talked to some other people, and then we never got back to that. And it was he was very strange. His teeth were the color of my hair. They were black, 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 and they were all fighting each other.
Oh, no.
Mark, not a single hot person hit on me. I was really upset. Everyone was really nice in Dublin, but no hotties.
I've been to Ireland a few times, and like, yeah, people are, and you're just like driving down the road and like, oh, there's ruins, like ancient ruins on the side of the road that aren't even a museum or anything. They're just there.
They're
but people
just
are
there.
Like super, where did this assault happen? Was it like in a pub or?
Okay, so I was going to go to, so I was like alone working. I didn't get to go with friends or anything. And I test drove at the Intercontinental Hotel where the median age was 162.
Okay.
But I was like, if I feel comfortable with these old crypt keepers, then I'm going to go to a pub by myself. I ended up not feeling the best with the old crypt keeper, so I didn't go to a pub, which seems sacrilegious to go to Dublin and not go to a pub.
Well, the thing, like, when I've been to Ireland, they were like, there's like, I was in one town and there's like 10, there's pubs for every, like, this is the young person's pub. This is the pub you go to with your family. This is like the old person's pub. Like, there's pubs for, like, not every pub is the same, you know, which is kind of great. But I was closeted when I was in Ireland, so I didn't do anything. I didn't
do anything. We gotta get you back there being gay.
I would
and
thrive.
Proud.
I'm ready.
I think you would thrive. I will say, everyone was so nice to me. In the airport, I would be like, oh, do I go this way? And they'd be like, yeah, if you're American, you go this way. And I was like, that would never happen at an airport. In America, they'd be like, oh, yadar!
You motherfucker. Don't look at my baby.
You dumb piece of shit.
I hate
Don't
you.
Look at my
terrorist.
Baby. Honestly, I would love to be called a terrorist at the airport. That's funny. But I guess not funny. But also, I went through customs and they're like, why are you here? And I was like, oh, I'm shooting this thing. And they were like, oh, is it an American show? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, okay. And they let me right in the country.
When That's all
I,
you have to say.
Whenever I fly to Canada, They really interrogate you. They're like, really? Why are you here? Yes, Canada detained me once.
Who's breaking into Canada? Who's like sneaking into Canada?
I don't know. You think they're nice, but then you get to the border control and then they're like, why are you here? It's wild.
My problem with Ireland was you get used to one accent in a county. Then you go to the next county and it's a totally different accent. Like the accents shift like the tides.
Interesting. I only stayed in Dublin and I learned that the dart is also called the dart.
The dart? Like the game?
There's a train called the dart, and this driver man said uppity people call it the dort, even though it's just called the dart. So, you know, I really learned cultural things there in Dublin.
So the single scene is geriatric from the sound of it.
From where I was, and I'm probably wrong, and there was probably a fabulous pub for me to go to, but I got a little frozen. As I've gotten a little older, I've become less like, whatever, I'll do it, because I feel like my time is more valuable. And I was like, I could just be cuddled up in a bed, not trying to pick up a man and not being rejected and not being sad.
Or yeah, but I like the idea of like going out. You know what I mean? I like the idea of like, I'm going to go to a pub and like maybe just have a nice cocktail, period. And like, that's the expectation. As opposed to like, I'm going to go meet some. Yeah.
My expectation was the latter half. And it should have just been like, you're in Ireland. Just go to a fucking pub.
Right.
But I was like, but I want a redhead. I want Donal Gleason to fall in love with me.
Bury a shillelagh in me, please.
What? Who's shillelaghing?
Shillelagh is like an Irish, it's like a staff / hammer.
Oh.
I don't know exactly what it does.
Put your shillelagh in me. I'm horny. Fuck me. Huh?
I went on a cruise earlier this year. The Star Trek cruise. And I was saw on the schedule there was a gay meetup every day at like 4:30. And I was like,
on the hour? Every hour on the hour?
On the hour. I was like, well, this will be good. I'll clean up in this. So I went the first time thinking like, well, this is great. I'm LA. Like, I might as well be an 80-year-old man with crooked teeth. So
stop it.
So I went. And this is how it went. I sat down. Nobody, it felt like everybody already knew each other from like Facebook groups. So I didn't know anybody. But the only person I did talk to was a lovely middle-aged woman who was straight and proceeded to tell me all about what it was like when her mother was on her deathbed dying of breast cancer. So that was my gay meetup experience. And she knew everybody, and like people were coming over to her like, oh, Rachel, how you doing? And she'd be like, hi. And they'd be like these hot guys. But then she would never turn and introduce me.
Oh, my God. Rachel is a bitch. That fucking sucks.
It really sucked. I was like, well, I guess I'm not getting laid on the Star Trek cruise. If you can't get laid on the Star Trek cruise. I did get invited to an orgy. I'm pretty sure I was invited to an orgy.
A Star Trek orgy?
Well, it was for one of like the days, like when you go off, like the, what do you call it? The excursion day when you're like in a port. And I think it was in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh,
and it was
sure.
like the night before we were going to be in Puerto Vallarta. And this guy dressed as Carrie Elwes in The Princess Bride. No, because it was an all around costume party thing.
Oh, I see.
He came up and said to me, hey, he was very drunk. And he came up to me and said like, hey, a few of us are like, we have an Airbnb at Puerto Vallarta the next day, and there's going to be some, you know, light snacks, and we're just going to like
snacks. Mark, that's really fucking funny. That light snacks is code for fucking.
Well, yeah,
I'm
I guess because you don't. It's not about having a meal, but I guess maybe you want like a crudité in between a DP,
just a little meat plate in between your meat dish.
Exactly. So a bit of a, I had a great time, but a bit of a bust on the romance front.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wait, how many orgies have you been to?
None.
Wait, you didn't go to this orgy?
No, I didn't like the guy's, well, because then like, I was like, clearly this guy was like really drunk and I was like, uh-huh. And then he was like, he kind of disappeared. So.
I see. I think I would go to an orgy. I think I would do it. I don't know. Okay. Is it like an encouraging orgy? Do you know what I mean?
Because right.
I think I could fuck someone in front of a bunch of people if everyone was like encouraging.
Like if it's clickish.
Nicole, take it.
Like you want like a dance circle.
Yeah. Go, Nicole. Go, Nicole. Go, Nicole. Go, Nicole. Deep throat that dick. Take that dick. And I'd be like, yeah. That's how I would do an orgy.
That is very encouraging. Very like much an improv game. Like hotspot.
Imagine that was an improv game. All right, everyone, circle up. Two of you are going to fuck now.
Yeah. Feel sorry for the two women and the eight men in that class.
Oh, boy. I would love it if I was just getting fucked by all those improv horny men. Mark, I'm so horny right now. I haven't had sex in forever, and I've been trying to get back on the apps, and it's depressing, Mark.
The apps are bad.
I'm not matching with anybody. I'm not matching with anybody I want to be matching with. All the people are fucking, they're uggos, they're nasty. They live 100,000 miles away because when I travel, I'll match with people. It's bad in these streets and I don't know what to do, Mark.
Do you ever go to have you ever gone to like speed dating or like some non-app dating events?
This will sound like high on myself. I don't know whoever knows me, and I would hate to go to one of those things and become a distraction.
Sure.
Or like intimidate someone or damper the rest of the people's experience.
Right. You need like a masquerade ball, like singles event where you're all wearing like masks, like an Eyes Wide Shut
like
singles
Phantom
event.
Like Phantom of the Opera? Oh, yes, like Eyes Wide Shut.
Dumb. Yeah.
I've actually never seen Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, you're fine.
Is that Nicole Kidman and Tommy Cruise?
It is. It's set at Christmas
before
time.
They got divorced.
It is before.
It's good at Christmas time.
Well, it's a set at Christmas time.
Oh, so is that a Christmas movie?
Absolutely.
Here is a question for you. Is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Of course it is. How is it not a Christmas? I'm very liberal, though. Like, if there's, like, an ornament in the background for one shot, it's a Christmas movie. You know what I mean? I'm like, who cares?
Yeah. I don't think it's a Christmas movie. I think it's a movie set at Christmas.
What's the difference? You want, like, Christmas theme? Like, what makes it a Christmas movie?
I mean, it's just this kid gets left home alone during Christmas. To me, that's not a Christmas. Elf is a Christmas movie. He's from the North Pole where Christmas is a thing. Like, a real thing.
Kevin learns the value of the importance of family throughout the film. And isn't that kind of what Christmas is all about? Loving, like he learns to appreciate, he wishes that his family would go away. And by the end of the film, he learns, no, I love my family, especially my beautiful mommy. And if that's not Christmassy, I don't know what is.
I guess. I just but really want, don't like, think it's a Christmas movie.
You want something like, Santa's drunk and we got to deliver these presents. That's like a
yes!
plot you want.
The Santa Claus? That's a Christmas movie.
So you need it to be literal, like Santa, reindeer.
Yes.
So no Die Hard, no Die Hard.
I've never seen Die Hard.
Nicole.
Mark. I've never seen any movies that people like, which is why I have a whole podcast with Lapkus where we watch movies that everyone else has seen.
These are all like the most popular movies of all time.
I've also never seen, get this, Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, you're not. Are you like a fantasy person? You know, swords and
I'm not a sorcerers. Fantasy person, but like it held everyone was in a chokehold about Game
yes.
of Thrones. Everywhere I went, people were like, Game of Thrones this, Game of Thrones that. And I was like, I'm not interested.
That's how I feel about Taylor Swift.
Okay, like, here it is. I feel the same fucking way. I don't want to get involved.
I don't want to get involved. I wish her well.
Me. Same. Nice lady, long legs, a face.
Seems talented.
Yeah, she sings elevator music.
Great.
I'm not spending money to go see her. No. Honestly, if someone gave me tickets for free, I wouldn't even go.
You know, you sell that,
isn't that
shit.
Mean?
You go on stuff. But that's not mean. She'll be fine. She's a billionaire.
Yeah, you're right.
She ain't
She's
crying herself.
She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Imagine just making elevator music and reaching billionaire status. That's a fucking hack.
Taylor Swift is a hack. You heard it here first.
She's a hack. She hacked the system.
All I know is the photos for that Time Person of the Year, that photo shoot. Those photos are bad. I don't think she has a great, like,
worst.
I think she's a great marketer. I think she's a master of marketing. I don't think she has, like, a great sense of, like, visuals or style.
No, she's no fucking, can you believe she's the Time Person of the Year and Beyonce wasn't? And Beyonce, I couldn't believe it. Beyonce gave us a show.
Right.
Also, I'm being biased. I have not seen anything from Taylor and her Eras tour. I just know that there's Eras and she's got legs and a face.
That's all that it takes, I guess.
That's all I know.
Don't even need a torso.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship right now? I feel like I know the answer.
I am not in a relationship. I'm single, ready to mingle.
Yes. I'm also ready to mingle, just not alone. That's what I've learned about myself. Like, I always knew I don't like going places by myself, but after being in Dublin, I was like, oh, I actually am crippled by the fear of going to places alone and just being alone amongst people who are friendly. Okay, so what are you looking for? It's the new fucking year.
Okay.
Do you have any resolutions? And what are you looking for in a relationship that's different than what you were looking for before?
I guess, what am I looking for? I'm looking for someone stable. Someone,
yes.
Like, I've always been the stable one in my relationships, and now, like, I want to be the wild one. Let me be wild. But also, my version of wild is, like, we're doing a double feature of movies, you know what I mean? So, like, my wild is fairly mild, but I still would like to be, you be the designated driver tonight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I want someone fun, someone I don't have to worry about at a party, you know what I mean? Someone who could just, you could be alone. But then also someone who, like, no, I'm going on a weekend trip with my friends and I'll see you later. Like, I like that dynamic where you don't have to be, you know, joined at the hip the whole time. Someone who's got their own passions and life and social and friends, has their own thing going on and is confident.
Mark.
Yeah.
This all sounds really nice.
And I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it's, like, unreasonable. It seems doable to me.
It does seem doable, but I was on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Thank you.
And there, you're welcome. I know that Elon Musket, he listens to the podcast, so I wanted to just be respectful.
Isn't he single? Why don't you date him?
Oh my God, Elon Musket, I would love to date the creator of Tursula. But I was on that website and there was this like, it was a thread of the women being like, oh, I loved my boyfriend or husband. He was so respectful. He was so wonderful until I went through his phone and I found out he was like jerking off to our daughter or like
what?
Cheating on me with like a woman on Snapchat or like having a baby with somebody else. Or like I found his journal and he sexually assaulted a woman. And I was like, wait, so like I could meet a man who could be really, really nice and really, really kind and really, really wonderful to me and have his own life and have his own passions. And then one day, 15 years into our relationship, I'll go through his phone and find out he was a monster in the past. I was like, what?
First of all, any straight man journaling is a red flag. I don't trust it. I've
any
never seen
straight
it.
Man journaling at night in his red little diary. Red flag.
That's always like such a bad sign. I think your relationship is in such a bad state if you feel the need to look at their phone. Like, I've never felt the need to look at someone else's phone. I think it's weird if you want to look at my phone. You know what I mean? It's just like, we should have our own. Mm-hmm. The fact that you felt the need to like break it and tells you there was something amiss before you even picked up their phone.
Yeah.
But you can't trust anybody. You don't. That's the thing. That's what's scary. And that's why making yourself vulnerable is so intense, you know, because you might, you don't know if it's going to work out.
Yeah. And being vulnerable. Oh, baby, I fucking hate it, Mark. Let me tell you, I do not like it.
No,
I've only been in like one relationship. And when I would be vulnerable with that person, I would be very vulnerable and then immediately go, I don't like that. I'm really sorry. I hate it that I told you that. I'm going to go walk into traffic now. And then they would have to be like, you're fine. I appreciate what you told me that you're fine. I'm like, am I okay? That might be why I'm single. I'm a lot of human.
Do you find yourself having a difficult time being vulnerable with like your friends or family members? Or is it just in relationships?
Just in relationships, because I have a thing where I'm like, oh, you're going to go away eventually. So I don't want to like make you go away sooner. But with friends, I'm like, these people accept
me. You trust them.
They like
them.
That I'm a weirdo. Yeah. And it's like, I can have big, long conversations with you because I know that I'm not going to lose you. And also, I don't see my friends every day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just a different, they have like a moment of peace from me. Whereas I feel like
they can walk away and say, I have plans.
Yeah,
sorry.
And like, dating shit. They're like, oh, fuck. I got to come back to this tomorrow.
I mean, I don't think there's any way to avoid that, though.
I know. I said it in my special. I'm looking for like a man who wants to be exhausted by me or who is delighted by how weird I am.
Yeah. But also feels like maybe you're the one who needs to work on expressing the vulnerability, you know, because it feels like.
Yes. Yeah, that's a huge thing. My therapist was like, Nicole, if you are vulnerable and they leave, that's a person you don't need to be with.
Exactly.
Why are you trying to prolong that? And I was like,
yeah,
because I don't want to be lonely anymore.
I know, but it fucking sucks. Because like people are.
Doesn't it?
I know. It's really hard. Like it took me so long to figure out, A, what even my needs were. In like a relationship, mm-hmm. like, because if you would have asked me like 10 years ago what my needs were, like, I don't know. I just want to make sure the other person's okay, you mm-hmm. know? So, but it took me so long to figure out, oh, what my needs are and then how to express them was always a big challenge for me. But I was like, my last relationship, there was only like 3 months in between relationships. And like, so when the last one ended, I was like, okay, I'm going to go more than 3 months this time. I'm going to go more than 3 months without. And now it's been over 3 years, but those 3 years have been like really good for me. Like I've been, you know, got a new job. I feel like I've leveled up my life a bit. You know, I've done a lot of therapy. Mm-hmm. I've done the work. So now I'm like ready to put expressing my needs into action, but I just don't have the opportunities.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel the same yet.
Okay.
I'm not the best at expressing I need to get better at that, or I would like to work on it a little bit more, and I'm trying to work on it with friends.
Right.
Like, I always want to make the other person happy, so, like, I would be working or, like, go away when I was dating this other person, and I'd like come home and like just be exhausted hanging out with them, and right. like we'd go out or whatever. And I, instead, it's like I think what I needed to do is like, hey, I'm actually really tired from being out. I would like to spend time with you. If we could do something low key and not go out, and in like exchange, happy to go out tomorrow after I've rested. But yeah. I never knew how to say that because I was like, what if they get mad at me? Which is an insane thing.
Right.
If they get mad at me, then that's not a person
that's
I
a
need
bad
to
person.
Be with.
Yeah.
Mark, life is wild. And hindsight's 20/20.
That is so true, Nicole.
I hate it.
I've learned it's helpful to say, for me, it's like, because people don't say like, hey, when you do this, it made me feel like this. And like, mm-hmm. don't offer a solution. Don't say, so we need to do X, Y, Z. You need to change.
Ooh,
but instead
yeah.
say like, what do you think about that? What can we do about that? When this happened, I felt like this. And mm-hmm. I don't like feeling like that. What do you think about that? I'm not saying I don't have a new prescription for your behavior, but I want to let's find a way that works. Like, I'm not telling you you need to change or you fucked up mm-hmm. when you did that. Instead, like, hey, I felt bad. And if you care about, maybe you would want to avoid that in the future. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Just like as a way to that way, I don't feel like people aren't then put on the defensive, you know, because when you're like uh-huh. saying then it's like hard, then you're arguing.
Yeah.
So I feel just like making it like, hey, let's just talk about this.
I think that's really great. I also, in hindsight, like realize the way I come at people sometimes is a little like either passive aggressive or like judgy. So I was like reading a book and it was like, well, why don't you just say, hey, this isn't a criticism, but I've noticed, or I'm not like, I'm not trying to come for you, but I would like to have a conversation about this
right.
and how I feel about this. But I think it's really great to like leave it open-ended and be like, and how do you feel?
Right.
I think because then that creates a dialogue as opposed to like, this is just something you fucking need to do if
yeah.
you care about me and love me.
Because also like you've been thinking about this probably for days and now you're presenting
yes.
it to this person who like, this is the first time they're probably like
yes.
considering it and like, well, I have a plan already of how this conversation is going to go.
Uh-huh.
And then that plan never happens. So you're like, oh, well, I had all these wonderful arguments for your rebuttals I had in my mind. but then I never get to use them.
I have practiced so many conversations like in my head. Or out loud, I'll just be in my mirror being like, okay, here's what I'm going to say. Here's probably what you're going to say back. And here's what I'm going to say. And then when you talk to the person, you're like, I was not prepared for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I hate that you said that.
I hate that you have like a human brain of your own. It's so rude.
It's very rude and it fucking sucks. Oh my God. Okay. What year is this now? 2024? I think 2024 is going to be my year. I'm really excited.
Great.
And I know that I said, okay, I famously said on this podcast that 2020 was going to be my year. And
oh,
and
no.
Then, like,
what have you done? It's an election year, Nicole.
Okay. Well, I never said that it was going to be America's year.
Fair
it's
going to
be my year.
Okay.
I'm really excited. I really think I'm going to meet somebody. And I think it's going to be good. And, you know, Mark, maybe this will be your year too.
I hope so. I did. I went out last night. We went with some friends. We went to the Eagle and Ack Bar. So I'm like, all right, a gay spaces, which are good for me. But I never talk to people at bars. So my challenge for next year is to talk to someone at a bar.
I honestly think that's a good challenge because LA is so clicky.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone goes out with their friends and they don't talk to nobody else. New York was easy. New York people will talk to any old person. And then there's lots of people who go to bars alone. And then
right.
you talk to the bartender, you talk to the people next to you.
New York is the only place I've ever kissed somebody in a bar in New York City.
It was.
I was there for DCM, a stupid improv festival, which I'm sure your
it's
listeners
not stupid.
Miss.
It's called the Del Close Marathon.
Thank you.
And there's
Thank
improv
you.
24 hours a day for 3 days.
So it was also the same weekend, like Don't Ask, Don't Turn. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was overturned, and it was Gay Pride weekend, and I went to Marie's Crisis. And mm-hmm. when I walked in, the gay men's chorus was singing Lion King. And I was like, well, I'm at a perfect place. Like, we don't have this in
That's
LA.
Stunning.
So I just
oh
saw at one point there was just like a hot guy and like a, you know, a black heavy metal t-shirt with sleeves cut off. Hot, you know? So uh-huh. I just went up and kissed him. And that was it.
I love that, Mark.
It was fun.
I've kissed so many people in New York. There was a gay club. It was like, oh, God, what was it? It was called Girls Something. I don't know. Kissed a lot of girls there. It was on 54th, Girl Nation, which is like...
Girl Nation.
It was a
Look
was
out,
a club
Live Nation.
Nation, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, they were like, get out, Live Nation. Where are the girls? And then I kissed a lot of people at this bar called the Blarney Stone. I got fingered outside the Blarney Stone.
How romantic.
I think it was the first time I got fingered, too. And I was like, what is this?
The first time?
I believe so.
Wow.
And then I kissed a man who we exchanged earrings. I've kissed so many people in New York City in public. And I miss it. I miss kissing in public.
I know. I think it's hard. And I don't know. I don't think I have like a resting bitch face. I think I might have like a resting Jeffrey Dahmer face or something, but I don't think it's a resting bitch.
Mark, I would never think he would murder.
Okay. No. But it's just like a resting, like, so it's not a sociopath, but just people don't know how to read me, maybe, I'm thinking.
I don't know. I think you look rather friendly. I think you look down to clown.
I am down to clown.
Wait, Mark, real quick, we gotta take a break. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. We're back.
Oh, thank God.
What a long break. I truly think you look down a clown and you're adorable.
Thank you.
And I think you've got like a good aura.
I hope so. That's very nice of you to say. I do think, but I'm also thinking like everyone else at the bar is probably thinking the same thing I'm thinking of, everyone's unfriendly. You know what I mean? So maybe if you just break that or just, I did make eye contact last night with a few people, which is very exciting.
Okay.
Which is practically
that
getting
is exciting.
The LA equivalent.
You basically booked.
Yeah, it's basically the LA equivalent of getting fingered outside the Blarney Stone. So baby steps. One hunk at the Eagle, who's like, pecs were bursting out of his t-shirt, not only smiled, he raised his eyebrows.
Why didn't you go talk to him, Mark?
We were on the way out. My friend was in front of me. So you know what I mean? It was like,
oh, I see.
And then you feel like all the moment right. has passed. But now in over 2024. 2024, it's all going to change. I'm going to talk to people.
Because yes,
I don't like the app. I feel like I don't come across well in app. I feel like people don't get that I'm like joking. Or, you know, they don't understand. Yes. Like, tone is tough to read. You know?
Yes, tone is very tough to read on the apps.
I don't also, like my photos like, on the apps.
Well, maybe change your photos.
I just don't like being photographed. You know what I mean? When I had to get headshots once, the headshot person was like, "You're so good at this." And I was like, "Shut up. Don't lie to me. You just say that to everybody."
Mark,
but
well,
it's true.
I have a copy of your headshot from when you were a kid. And these headshots are so cute. There is one of you in a karate uniform.
Oh, yes.
There's one with like little glasses. And yes. then there's one of you as a little hobo with a little hat on.
That's right.
And gotta say, you take a fabulous picture.
Thank you. Well, I maybe should put effort into these things. But I also don't like the app. Like, my ideal way to meet, like, I want to go to a dinner party and meet somebody. Mm-hmm. That's like my preferred. If someone could curate singles dinner parties, that would
Honestly,
be great.
Honestly, that's a business idea for somebody.
Should I do that?
I would
dine and
I
dick?
Would go to a dinner party. Dine and dick. Dine, dick, and dash.
Okay, baby.
I would love to meet someone at a dinner party.
Because I like that vibe.
I would really
it
like to meet
lower
someone
stakes.
In person. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the last like 5 to 6, wait, I've been here for 8 years, 9 years. I don't know. Ever since I've been in LA, I've strictly met people on apps. Mm. When I was in New York, I met a lot of people in person that I'd go on like a couple dates with. But yeah, here it's been apps and it's been pretty lackluster.
Yeah, it's tough because so many people just aren't fun. It's also hard when we're like mm-hmm. fun friends with the most fun people.
The funniest fucking people that yeah. I'm like, ugh, I'm wasting my time here with you, where you're droning on and on and on about tennis, and I don't care, and you love pickleball, the fastest growing sport in America. I don't care. I could go hang out with any other friend and laugh.
I went on a second date with somebody, and like I knew I had to call it up. This is maybe a very LA reason not to see anybody anymore, but you know the movie Audition? It's this Japanese horror movie.
No.
Well, basically, like, a creepy guy is, like, auditioning women under the guise of, like, a movie, but he's really looking for a girlfriend. So he's gross. But at the end of the movie, he gets killed by, like, a crazy lady. And I went on a date, and this guy, I didn't like how he interpreted the movie, because he was like, I didn't think that guy deserved that. And to me, that was like, I'm out. It's like, the man, an exploitive man, deserved what was had, got what was coming to him, and we have to celebrate her. So
I absolutely love that you're like, you don't get a second date because I don't like the way you interpreted a movie. God, that's so iconic. I love that for you, Mark.
Thank you.
I went on dates with this man who clearly didn't like me and then couldn't get it up and then freaked out about it. And then I was like, when are we going to see each other again? And he was like, actually, I don't know. I got to like concentrate on other stuff. And I was like, you fucking idiot. And then we like kept being friends because he was like, let's be friends. And honestly, in my brain, I was like, I don't want to be friends with you. You've been so boring.
Right.
But I was like, but I'll fucking take you up on that challenge. You dare me to be your friend. I'll fucking be your friend. And I don't know why I was like this. I went to movies with this man. He fell asleep during movies. We saw movies that he wanted to see that were so fucking boring. And now he's married.
What?
Everyone I've dated is married. Okay, so Mark, here's what I was going to do when I died. I'm jumping all over the place. Anyway, okay, so when I die, in my will,
yeah,
I have it so Sashir has to call, and I have everyone's numbers of people I've dated, and invite them to my funeral to talk about my pussy. And the older I get, the more I'm like, oh my God, these people are like married. They probably don't think that they've like, they're like, ah, certainly I won't be called to talk about her pussy, but like you are called to talk about it. Should I still do it or should I not?
I think you got to cast a wide net. So I say like, because a lot of them will probably be divorced. by that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what's the worst that can happen? They don't show up. They weren't going to come anyways. Big deal.
What if nobody shows up to talk about my pussy in the afterlife? Like, will I just be the laughing stock of heaven?
No, you keep a picture of it in an envelope that you will then be revealed and held up in front of the funeral. Nobody. So this is what happens. And then we all applaud, and it's set to Candle in the Wind or something.
Candle in the Wind. I don't know that song.
Seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh.
Princess Di, then.
I see. Can I ask you about the crush you had on Indiana Jones as a kid? And you,
sure.
You wanted to be Short Round? Who is Short Round?
Who is Short Round? He's his little friend in Temple of Doom. He's like a child. Kiwi Kwan.
Indiana Jones hangs out with a child, and we all thought that was okay.
We loved it. We celebrated it. But also Kate Capshaw was there, so it didn't feel weird.
Who's Kate Capshaw?
Who's Kate Capshaw? You never saw Space Camp?
No. What's Space Camp?
And it's not about drag queens on the space shuttle. It's... Anyway, Short Round is, he was just like, he went on it. He helped Indiana Jones in his adventures, you know, only in Temple of Doom. So I feel like he got a fight.
So
he got to be in like car chases.
Aren't there three?
Well, now there
Indiana
are five.
Oh.
No. Yes, five. And Short Round was only in the second one. But I just, Temple of Doom is where you see like Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones gets like poisoned and like he turns evil for 10 minutes. But you see him without his hat and like with his shirt off, and like Harrison Ford looked hot. Oh. I remember I saw that movie in the theaters when I was like 10, maybe. And I was like, oh, this is interesting.
This is something I would like to see more of.
And it's like, you're young enough to know, like, well, I want to be around him and, like, go on adventures with him, but I don't know what else beyond that. I just know I like this energy. I like the stature. And it's Harrison Ford, you know? So, yeah, who didn't want to be Short Round?
I can't remember. I guess I do. Like, Captain Picard did it for me when I was little.
Oh, sure.
And then I remember watching American Pie, and Shannon Elizabeth had her titties out. And I was like, those are incredible.
Hypnotic.
I can't believe she's just putting them out there for everybody to see.
I mean,
and
if you had,
if
I had great titties, what else are you going to do? Put them out there.
I guess you're right. If I had better titties, I would probably show them to more people.
Somebody loves your titties.
I mean, somebody does. I've learned to love them.
That's good.
I feel like as I get older, they just get smaller.
Why they get smaller?
Mark, if I knew, I'm touching them right now. If I knew, I could tell you, but I honestly don't know why they're getting smaller.
Like, are they receding back into your body? Maybe they're going to be on your back in a few years. They're going to be popping out your back
Mark,
in a few
don't
years.
Don't put that on me. I don't want back titties like that. Mark, that's the worst thing you could wish on somebody.
Not wishing it.
You back tittied bitch. They're going to recede right.
Good luck buying a flattering top.
You back tittied bitch.
Although fun when making out for like the guy to hold you. That's fun.
Oh my God. Back titties would be nice for a straight man to fondle as he makes out with you.
Tough for driving,
but
though.
Tough for driving. It would be, you'd be leaning
you're like
forward
hunching
a lot.
Forward. The hunched hit of Notre Dame.
Oh my God. That's great. That really got me good. The hunched hit of Notre Dame. I love it. Listen, Mark, we need to figure out. I mean, I guess we can't really figure out together how to get in relationships because you got to go with the gays and I got to go find a man, I guess.
I heard about a singles thing at Mess Hall, a local LA haunt, where they do, where it is like gay and straight people to get, like everyone wears like a wristband. And like that color indicates, the color of the wristband indicates like I'm a man seeking a man or whatever your flavor
Interesting.
Is.
Interesting.
So I was like, oh, that might be fun. Because then you could go with like a buddy too, you know?
Yes. Okay. Maybe we can go to that together. I would do that.
I'd do that. Get some. I don't like oysters, but you know, they have fun other things.
I don't eat oysters. I'm not a sea bitch like that. Like, I don't do oysters. I don't do clams. Clams really make me upset.
They're weird.
They're so strange. And then people season this fucking clam. And then there's Clams Casino. And I'm like, are they gambling? What's happening? I don't want it. I just really got into fish. I love a shrimp, but please don't serve it to me with its eyeballs and tell me I could suck on the head.
Not
That's
interested.
Sick as hell.
Yeah.
Not interested in sucking that head, but I will suck a head of a dick, which I don't know, might be grosser, but dicks don't have eyeballs.
Thank you. And they're not like, their organs aren't popping off down your throat.
I haven't sucked a dick in so long, Mark. I'm like hungry for it.
Oh boy, what do we do?
I don't know. Well, okay, here's like the thing about it is,
yeah,
I could hop on Tinder and have a dick in my mouth by 3 p.m. today.
Sure.
But I want quality dick.
Right.
And I'm like, I really don't want to do any more hookups. Like,
I
would like to have consistent sex with somebody.
I know. Hookups could just feel like, oh, this is just like masturbation plus. You know?
Kind
it's
of.
Just like a little better, slightly better than masturbation, but not really. I had one guy
slightly
come over
elevated.
Once and like he walked in and immediately just like took his pants off. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. At least let me offer you water or something to drink beforehand. Oh, you're going to get a
At
glass
least
of
let
water.
Me quench your thirst from the journey over.
Yeah. I was like, that was too much.
Honestly, when I was in my hookup phase, which was a couple years ago, where I was truly just like trolling Tinder and just inviting gentlemen over, I would have preferred pants off as you come in, because I was like, I'm not here to talk. I am here to get my rocks off.
Sure.
But now I want to get my rocks off to love. Like, there's nothing more inviting and like nice than like, oh my God, let's have sex because we like each other and we're together a lot. And now we're going to like suck on our appendages.
Yeah. Like, you kind of want like a best friend you can fuck. You know, someone you could
goof
off with.
That's all I want. Someone that I can tell all of my secrets to, and they like me without my makeup on, and they're okay that like sometimes I'll run out of my ADHD medicine and be actually unhinged, and they're like okay with that.
But like, your unhinged is like delightful. You know what I mean? Like, you're always like kind and funny and like sweet. You know what I mean? Like, when you say unhinged, like, it's not like the woman at that Amy's Bakery in Kitchen Nightmare. You know what I mean? You're not like, your unhinged isn't like toxic and mean and aggressive. Your unhinged is like, oh, she's, you know, painting the walls again. But what a great choice of color, you know?
Thank so, you.
I think your unhinged is better than most people's normal.
Thank you. Real quick, we gotta take a break. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Conan O'Brien here. My travel series, Conan O'Brien Must Go, is premiering on Max on April 18th. This is a show that kind of grew out of the podcast, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And I traveled to Norway, Argentina, Thailand, and Ireland to meet some of my fans that I met through the podcast. I have a lot of adventures. I've become a gaucho, a Muay Thai kickboxer. I'm an old lighthouse keeper. I'm a soccer player. I even visit my ancestral town in Ireland. Hmm. They've asked me never to return. You might even see a certain associate producer in my travels. You don't want to miss it. I love saying that when you might be fine with missing it, but I think you'll like it. Watch Conan O'Brien Must Go, available to watch now on Max.
My one unhinged moment that really sticks out is Mono and I went to the LA Auto Show last year and had a delightful time. And then this year we kept saying, we got to get to the auto show. We got to get to the auto show. And I forgot to put it in my calendar. We both went away for Thanksgiving and then we went and saw a show and he dropped me off and he was like, Nicole, we forgot to go to the auto show. And I coughed and gasped at the same time and made one of the wildest noises I have ever made in my whole life. And then we laughed about it for a good 2 uninterrupted minutes. And I truly was like, yeah, this is what a man would have to deal with, like, on the constant. Me forgetting things and then making weird sounds and then, like, running around trying to figure out how I could still do it.
That sounds great.
I don't know. Mark.
You could have seen new Acuras.
Listen, I do want to see new Acuras.
Of course.
And I want to see what Honda's doing. And I got to see the Mazda, I think it's the RX-8 that they re-released. And it was so delightful. And I want to see more of that. And I didn't get to.
I don't think you're as much of a handful as you make yourself out to be. I think you're a delight. And I think any, like, straight guy, person, lady, whatever, is going to be, you deserve someone who's not going to be freaked out. And if they're freaked out by that, fuck them. You know what I mean? They suck.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
It's going to happen.
And I also think that you're so wonderful. And I think it's going to happen for you.
Thank you.
And I think you're going to get, like, a cute, nice, quiet, tall man who's funny when he, like, needs to be. And is super supportive of you.
That'd be nice.
And he'll be the designated driver on Tuesdays, and you'll be the designated driver on Wednesdays, and you'll flip flop around, and he's going to be really nice to all of us.
I love flip flopping.
I love a flip flopping too.
Okay.
2024 is our year. We're gonna find nice. Nice gentlemen who respect us with big honking dicks attached.
Exactly.
Do you like a big dick, Mark?
Yeah, what's not to like? But it's not like a deal breaker either way. You know what I mean? If it's not massive, I'll live.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a choice, sure. But
yeah,
you know.
I was reading stats on cumming, and I believe men sure. come 86% of the time, and then women in heterosexual relationships, I think they come like 60% of the time, and same-sex relationships, they come like 70% of the time. And I was like, honestly, it seems high. I don't come all the time from sex. I don't need to. Do you need to?
No, like, it's fine. If we had fun, like, it's about the journey, not the, you know, the destination.
That's what I think.
Because also sometimes it's fun to add things to the memory bank, and then later on,
yes.
you know, feel the result.
Yeah, I once fucked somebody and I can't remember what happened, but we both started laughing so hard. And it's like a memory that sticks with me. And sometimes I'll conjure it when I'm alone with my Hitachi magic wand, which I fell asleep with last night. Because I got back from Dublin last night.
Was it vibrating the whole time?
No, I turned it off right before I fell asleep. I was like, oh, I don't think this is for me tonight. And then I woke up this morning with it still on my fucking labia. Can you even?
I literally can't. I once had a guy.
I truly was like, oh.
He was like, one of us came and he was like, dude, that was cool. And then I just been going, dude, that was cool, dude. Like, if you can't, you want to be with someone you can do voices with too, you know, and make jokes
yes.
during it. And like, it's fun, you know, because this is all ridiculous what we're
yes.
doing. And because you are making yourself so vulnerable,
it
but
is.
You know. What are you going to do?
But it is funny. We're going to put things inside
each
other.
We're going to eat things that come out of us.
Things are going to ooze
out of us. And we're
going
to lick them up.
Yes!
That's funny!
Slop, slop! It's a light
snack. It's so crazy when you, like, talk about, like, I was watching, that movie Saltburn. It's such, like, it was dumb because there's a thing where, like, oh, my God, he, like, drank the bathwater that he came in. It's like... like, most of the world isn't eating cum all the time. You know what I mean? As if it's such, like, a taboo thing. We're all eating cum. Big deal.
I mean, yeah. I've eaten
yeah.
cum. Cum is fine.
And don't
fine.
You want not, your cum to be
sometimes
eaten?
It's funky.
You know what I mean? That's why I don't understand why cocksucker is the dumbest insult. That's like saying cake maker.
It is, because it's like, yeah. You cocksucking cake maker. Yeah, and what? I'm fully nourished and
yeah,
I make
I'm bringing
fun
pleasure
things.
To the world. Sue me.
Wait, so he drinks the bathwater with cum in it? I'm more grossed out about drinking
bathwater. It's just like it's like a straight person thinking gay people are shocking.
What are you, like, ladling it into a cup and drinking it? What do you mean you're drinking your bath water?
Yeah, because I just meant, well, there's, like, soap in there. Somehow this...
That, yeah, there's soap and there's body. Have you ever, like, stood up from a bath and been like, damn, I was dirty?
No, I don't take a lot of baths, though. I don't...
Really? Not even in a hotel?
Not really. I know, I like a good, hot, steamy shower and scrub. That's, like, more my jam. I'm not so much into the soak. I like a hot tub.
Well, that's what I do. Like, oh, I fill up a hot or like a tub, very like almost scalding hot, like almost too hot for me. And then I lower myself in there and I go, and then I scrub a little bit and then I stand up, towel off a little bit, and then I hop in the shower and finish off in the shower.
Okay. I guess I just don't like spending a lot of time in the bathroom, maybe.
You got to get to a hotel with a big, nasty bathroom.
As long as it's nasty.
The Langham in Chicago has big nasty bathrooms.
Oh,
yeah. So
really?
If you ever go to Chicago and you got money to burn, go to the Langham. It's lovely.
I did go to Hawaii like 2 years ago on my own. Well, I stayed with friends who lived there for like 4 days, and then I went to the resort like for 3 days by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I did hook up there because there's nothing better than hooking up in a hotel.
I do love hotel sex. It's delightful.
And you have all those towels.
All of the towels. The bed's probably squeaking, which is a fun soundtrack to your fucking. And then you don't have to clean up anything. You come right wherever you want.
Yeah, you take care of that maid service.
But you leave a good tip. I once fucked somebody so hard that we broke the headboard. And it was so wonderful because I was like, this isn't my house.
Yeah, they got a warehouse full of headboards. They're prepared for this. This is all they do.
Yeah, the Marriott, they aren't prepped for it.
They're flush with headboards.
Okay, Mark, I am manifesting more sex in hotels for us. Oh, let me tell you this. Before I went to Dublin, I have a lot of crystals and stuff to manifest stuff. I literally, and it's at my like little altar in my house, in a fun place where I walk past a lot and I like say things. I like prayed at my altar to fuck somebody, and the universe literally told me no.
Wow.
The universe was like, no, bitch. So sorry. But I think the universe is like, Nicole, you have to come to terms. Do you want to fuck or do you want a relationship? And if you want a relationship and you want to fuck somebody you love, you have to give up your one night stands. I think that's what the universe is telling me.
Well, I cause, like sometimes the ideal is like going on one date where like you don't hook up. Maybe you have like a nice kiss or something, but like there's that charge, you know, you feel chemistry. I feel that's all we really want is chemistry, you know.
Yes.
And then it's fun. Like maybe the second day you go a little further and then the third a little further. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like the build is exciting. Having fun in the meantime is exciting and like missing them and like thing. Like I love because I know. What the feeling of a crush looks like. And I just want to feel that crush, you know, where you like listening to the music and like, oh, the song like is really capturing what I'm feeling. Right? Carly Rae Jepsen, she gets it.
She gets it. I'll call them maybe.
Maybe.
I also like the idea of like getting excited to go on a date.
Yeah.
I dated someone for a minute and that feeling never got old from like whenever we went out or like he was coming over, I got really excited.
Yeah.
For the length of the time we were together, I was always so excited to see him, whether we were like on good terms or like fighting over something. I was always like, yeah. And I said to him once, I was like, it takes you longer to like get over our fights or whatever. But I was like, even when I'm upset with you, I'm happy to be with you.
Yeah.
And like, I'm happy to like look over and have your face here. And I was like, oh, that's like a thing that's necessary to me. Like, I never want to be with someone where like, I hate them. You know, couples where you're like, oh, you fucking hate each other today. Or like, oh, you guys are.
Right. Like, it's just like this energy is like ugly. Like, there's so much like malice or, you know, vitriol here. Yeah. And like, I don't like getting that word. Like, I think my parents have been married over 50 years now. And like, they're not like screamer. You know what I mean? So I didn't grow up in a household of screaming and yelling. Like, I like, hey, we're calm and chill and we support each other. And That's what I want. I don't think either of us are asking for anything crazy. It's just hard to find those people.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to like go to more like events where I meet people who I would never otherwise meet. I don't know what. Maybe we need to go to the. Does the auto show have like a singles event?
Listen. Ooh, that I don't know. That I should look into. But when I went to the auto show, it was a lot of families. And I tried to like make eyes with like guys who were with like their other guy friends, and it didn't seem to work out. And then I made a real misogynistic joke. I can't remember what the joke was.
How many women can I fit in this trunk?
Something like that. And this man like turned around and looked at me, and I was like, uh-oh, he hated that. So I was like, I don't know what the vibe is here. So yeah, I don't know, Mark Rennie, but 2024, we're gonna fucking figure it out.
I think so. I think we just maybe need to do things outside of our comfort zone a little, or try something different.
I think so. And I think there was an episode with Kathy Griffin. I think she was like, I did something out of my comfort zone. She's like, I think that's what she said. And that's how she met her husband.
Mm, yeah. Cause I think
so. Yeah.
Cause my friends aren't doing it. No one's setting me up with anybody. Although
not one of our friends did set me up.
That is so rude. Someone did, and they were just like nice, and they were perfectly fine, and you know, just clearly no.
But there was no spark.
There's no spark. It's like, and you feel bad sometimes, like not wanting to see someone, like because on paper there was nothing like wrong or off, and it was fine. But like, I want more than fine. You know, I've always said I want to meet someone you can have a great time at the DMV with. You know, we're going to have a fun, good time. Obviously, I'm not always joking. I'm not one of these people who's on all the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, but I want to be able to, you know, goof off.
Yeah. I mean, I would prefer to absolutely be with someone where we're in a very boring situation and they're just like, dee, 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 and I'm like, dee, hee, 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 ha. And we're truly just having like a dumb time alone. Like, I love that.
Yeah. Let's make up backstories for everybody in line. Why are they here? Oh, she's like divorcing her daughter or something. I don't know.
Oh my God, that's one of my favorite things to do. People watch and like make shit up and be like, they hate each other. They're going to go home and hit each other. She threw him down the stairs this morning.
She threw away all his Funkos.
What is a Funko and why are they so popular? Where do they come from?
Probably China, where they were probably made by children.
But when were they introduced into the zeitgeist? Like what happened?
10 years ago, maybe? I have one Funko, but it was a gift. I've never bought one.
I barely know what they are. Can I ask you about this? You and a prior boyfriend used to have a code word for hot guys you'd see in public, and you'd say cargo shorts.
That was specifically at Disneyland. When you saw like a hot dad at Disneyland, we would like say cargo shorts and like indicate with our eyes where to look. And like, oh, there's a hot dad. That's one of the fun things about going to Disneyland. Hot dad spotting.
You get to see the hot daddies. Yeah,
and I love also seeing stressed out moms. Or is my favorite thing.
I did enjoy. I was not a Disney person because I went twice as a kid. Once when I was really little and once when I was like in seventh grade. And I hated it both times. And I remember all like just being like, they lock you in here and you got to pay $30 for water. Which I was like something my dad had said. And then every picture of me in Disney, I'm frowning and I look so mad.
Oh, no.
But I went as an adult and I was like, wait. This is actually very fun.
Yeah.
I got to see the seagulls from Finding Nemo go, mine, mine, mine. And I was delighted. And then the people watching is top fucking notch.
Tier. I once heard there was a little boy in outside of like the castle and he goes like, you know, the moat and he goes like, look, daddy, ducks. And the dad goes, we didn't come here to look at ducks.
Honestly,
and that stayed with me
icon.
For 15 years
that
or so.
Daddy is an absolute icon. We didn't come here to see ducks.
But I always love a mom of like, Mackenzie, come on. We got to go to Toontown. Mackenzie, no. Mackenzie. Just like stressed out.
We got to go to Toontown.
Overdoing something the dumbest. It's probably better as an adult because you're not going with children. Going with a child seems like a nightmare.
Oh, I would never. I don't. Do you want kids, Mark?
I would love to be like a stepdad. I would. You know, I don't have any. I'm not interested. Like babies are cute and fun, but you know they're
love a baby.
But they're a lot of work to like live to be responsible for. I don't want to be responsible for a baby.
Yeah, you got to wake up and feed them and stuff.
But I'm ready to be a stepdad because I like. You know, I think teens are great. I feel hopeful for the future because of the youth of today. So
Okay, Mark.
And that's why I vote for me.
I believe children are the future. Let them lead and let them live the way. That's not the lyrics.
I used to think she was saying, you know, when she says they can't take away my dignity, I thought she was saying they can't take away my name, Whitney, which also made sense.
Honestly, that's great. And I wish those were the lyrics. They can't take away my name, Whitney. Oh my God, Mark, you're fucking delightful.
So are you, Nicole.
Thank you. And I really think this is our year, 2024, in the year of our Lord. We're gonna find men.
Yeah, if you're like a, you know, 40-year-old single, if you're a gay 40-year-old something, a single dad or older, slide in my DMs. I'm very friendly.
Slide right up in there. He's so friendly. I don't think I could be, maybe I could be a stepmom. I know I don't want kids, and it's so funny. I was talking to, I think, a driver, and he was like, you'll want them. Don't worry.
Oh, no.
And I was like, sir, I was a nanny for a while, and that was the best birth control I can ask for.
Right.
Because I loved those kids, but I got to leave those kids and say, fuck them kids.
Right. Sometimes parents feel like they're like cult members, like they're trapped, so they want like other help. They want more people to join this cult they're trapped in. Like, no, no, no.
No, no, no. You're not trapping me. Oh my God. Did you watch that documentary on mother love?
Yes. All three episodes.
I haven't watched it yet, but I have heard about it and I can't wait to get into it.
The first 5 minutes are truly chilling. Like, if that doesn't make you want to watch it, the first 5 minutes, it's just like cop body cam footage, but it's chilling.
Uh-huh.
It's good. And it's also nice to see, like, oh, a cult led by a woman. Progress. Thank you.
Breaking the glass ceiling. We can lead cults, too.
Thank you.
Are there any black women who've led cults?
Probably.
When you listen to this, friends, DM me. DM me black women who have led cults. I would love to get into that. Also, I think it's like Twin Flame. It's a Twin Flame documentary. I need to watch that, too.
There's two of those, though. I don't know which one to do, so I'm not watching either.
Okay, get in the DMs and let Mark know which one to watch so he can tell me.
I did listen to a podcast about Twin Flames, though, a year ago, and it's very dark.
It seems dark, and I can't wait to get into it because everything I've read about it, I'm like into it. Cult stuff is really fun and interesting. Mark, we've come to the end.
Oh.
Is there anything you want to promote?
I mean, you could just like listen to my podcast, Two Old Queens, where we look for the gayest movie. Nicole's been on it. So yeah, check that out.
And I watch Cats. And
we did talk about
Cats. I liked Cats, I think.
I love
because
Cats.
Because I genuinely think one of Jennifer Hudson's best performances to date is in the movie Cats.
Better than Sex and the City, the movie?
Yeah.
Hot take.
Absolutely. hot take. Well, okay. Listen to Two Old Queens. If you want to get into Mark's DMs, what is your Instagram?
Just at Mark Rennie. And my letterbox, too.
Ooh, slide up in that letterbox.
Slide in that letterbox.
Ooh, get in that letterbox. Slit. Okay, If you like this episode of Oh, I Love You, Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I don't know. Give me a 5-star review. And if you want to hit on me saying something nasty, you can email whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com. Wait, Mark, would you date me?
Absolutely. I think we'd have a blast.
Oh, thank you. I wish I had a penis for you. Okay, so why won't you date me podcast@gmail.com to hit on me nasty. Don't send dick pics. Mars doesn't want it. Okay, this says pig slut. Let's eat cake like little pig sluts, like the little pig sluts we are. We'll use our thighs as plates and 69 sideways while we eat slices of cake. Laws in physics don't apply with cake. Your clit tastes so sweet while I fist and finger you until you moan with delight. After we both finish, we will pop a flagel to prevent yeasties. What's flagel?
Flagel.
Sip coffee or tea in bed and have deep talks about love and life. Then I'll big spoon you and cradle you with my little legs until we fall asleep. The end. That's nice.
That is
nice.
I would
honestly love, I don't want cake in me. I'm not a food in me type person, but I would love to eat cake and cuddle with somebody.
Yeah, I don't want it on the sheets either.
No, I don't want to do laundry. I almost just said dishes. I don't want to do laundry or dishes. All right, Mark. Goodbye.
Bye. You've been listening to Why Won't You Date Me? With Nicole Byer. This show is produced by me, Mars, with guest research by Lindsay Kemp. It's executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, with guest booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Maddie Ogden. Got a dirty message for Nicole? Write it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com for a chance to have it featured on a future show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.